Every year, the globe commemorates the World Breastfeeding Week, which usually takes place in the first week of August, starting on the 1st to the 7th of August. What happens with the World Breastfeeding Week is we try to ensure that we promote breastfeeding. We also support the breastfeeding mothers to be able to adequately, you know, breastfeed their children. We also advocate for breastfeeding across the region and across the globe. Why do we need breastfeeding? It should be the question of interest during the course of this week, or the first week of August. The first thing is, mothers should understand that the best gift they can give to their children, to their babies, is actually breast milk. Why is this so? Breast milk is actually the first vaccine that you provide to your child. And this is because breast milk has colostrum, or the first milk that comes out of the mother after birth, that really provides the antibodies that protect the child against illnesses. This colostrum milk also covers, it has proteins that cover actually the lining of the lumen of the child, and so this can protect them from internal ulcerations of the lining of the stomach. Number two, children, when they breastfeed, they are having limited or no risk actually of contracting disease. Most of the diseases that come because of poor hygiene, because of having food that is cold, are really taken care of because breast milk is really super food that is clean, it's healthy, and doesn't require warming, it doesn't require, you know, fast boiling. So it's really readily available for the child to uptake. And so all the mothers are really encouraged to breastfeed their children within the first 1 hour of birth. So when a mother has been hospitalized and maybe she has given birth, within the first 1 hour, we need to support them to be able to breastfeed their children. And secondly, after that, they are supposed to breastfeed their children within the first 6 months without giving them anything else except breast milk. For example, you're not supposed to give your baby water, juice, food, or anything else apart from medication or syrups that have been recommended by the health worker or the health practitioner that is serving your child. But any other food is not allowed to babies below 6 months. And after 6 months, what we do, we give the children breast milk and then complement it with household food. Why is this so? At 6 months, the energy demands or the body demands of the child have increased. And so we provide the basic, we provide some food to balance, you know, the demands of the child. But the logic is you first give a breast, the breast milk, and then you accompany it with the complementary food, which is made at household level. And then the mothers are encouraged to breastfeed their children for at least 2 years or beyond. So every time a mother is having a child, kindly breastfeed your child up to 2 years and beyond. What is the importance of breastfeeding to mothers? Whereas breastfeeding is very important to children, it's equally important for mothers. And the mothers who are breastfeeding their children at least 8 times a day have minimal risk of having early pregnancies after postpartum. And also, these mothers have limited risk of actually having breast cancer, uterine cancer, and ovarian cancers. They are really having a limited risk as long as they are able to breastfeed their children at least 8 times in a day. So that is one of the reasons why mothers really have to breastfeed. The other reason is many mothers who breastfeed, they have a bondage between their child and themselves. So we encourage the mothers to continually breastfeed their children so that they have this interaction with their child and they're able to have they're able to have that bondage, that linkage between them and their children. But also, it's something that is social, that you breastfeed your baby, because that is how the baby is able to associate with you being the mother. So it brings joy to the child, and also it makes them grow better because they have that touch of the mother and the feel of the mother. So these are all reasons why we are promoting breastfeeding during the course of this week. Now, of course, breastfeeding comes with lots of questions. Many mothers currently do not want to breastfeed, and so I would want us to reflect on the several myths or the beliefs that people have towards breastfeeding. The first myth is many young mothers believe that, you know, when I breastfeed, my breast will fall. And that is not true. Actually, every mother who has given birth must provide milk to their baby in any form, but at least it must be breast milk. I'll take us through other ways of having breast milk if the child is not able to breastfeed. And two, one of the other myths that people have in the communities, people think that when you give a child the first breast milk that comes out, that milk is dirty, or that milk is unsafe, or that milk is, you know, is contagious. The reality is not that. The truth is, actually, that is the first vaccine that children receive when you give them the first colostrum milk, which is usually a little bit yellow, yellowish in color. Many people dump it because they think it's infectious and not healthy, but that is not true. It's actually, it is the best milk that you need to start up with for your child. The other myth that we have when it comes to breastfeeding is many mothers think that when you breastfeed your child for a long time, then the child becomes dull. Actually, the reality is the more you breastfeed your child, the more they become bright. So it means that every mother must breastfeed their child beyond 2 years and beyond. It would be good for the child. The other myth that is always in the communities down there is that when a mother is pregnant, they are not supposed to breastfeed their children. And that is also not true. It is not true in a way that breastfeeding has nothing to do with pregnancy. So whether you're pregnant or not, you need to breastfeed your child. There's nothing that is going to happen if you breastfeed your child and you're pregnant. So there are no reactions that happen. Actually, you're supposed to continue breastfeeding your child until the time you feel the child really has grown. And so those are some of the community myths that we have. But the reality is they are myths. They're actually beliefs, but they're not true. And so we need to continue breastfeeding our children. Now, the other question that we need to answer in this week is, whose role is it to breastfeed? The answer is, it is the role of all of us to actually support the women to breastfeed their children. For example, the government or the policy makers should come up with strong policies on breastfeeding. You know, we're supporting people to breastfeed for the first 6 months without giving anything else, meaning that this mother is supposed to be home breastfeeding her child. But the reality is that many times the mothers have no time to breastfeed because they have to go back to their workstations after 3 months of maternity leave. The question would be, do they have a conducive environment to breastfeed their children when they reach the workstation? If not, what happens? So the policymakers must really come up with a strong policy that actually all offices must have baby-friendly spaces where mothers can actually sit and be able to breastfeed their children. Number two, these policymakers, we should also focus on assuring that the mothers, there's a policy protecting them that when you're pregnant, rather you've given birth, you're able to retain your job. Many people lose their jobs during the course of delivery. They have gone to give birth and they have to be on maternity leave and they are replaced. And this makes them uncomfortable. And so you find that someone gives birth and after 1 to 3 days, they come back to work. This is unhealthy. They have to be given time to breastfeed their children. So maternity leave must be provided for all women, but also protecting their jobs. And also, when they return from the maternity leave, they must be allowed to come with their children at the workstations. So allowed to come with their nannies and people who will be looking after their babies and given offs at least every 1 hour or as long as the baby is crying and they need milk, they should be allowed to drop out of office, sit comfortably in the breastfeeding corner and provide breastfeeding support to their children. This must come with a policy provision. Similarly, if, for example, one is moving in a bus or a taxi and the mother wants to breastfeed, They shouldn't really be uncomfortable in a taxi standing. They should actually be provided opportunities to sit and be able to breastfeed their children. So meaning these provisions must be given to even transport sector. It is a mother in the church, a mother in the on the road, a mother fetching water, a mother in the health center, all of them must be given an opportunity to be able to breastfeed their children. And this must be a policy provision for our mothers to be able to breastfeed. What about the household members? What is their role in breastfeeding? The father must provide adequate meals, nutritious meals to the wife so that she's able to breastfeed well. The household members, let us take responsibility of supporting the mothers with household chores at the time of breastfeeding. I think that would make a lot of sense. If a mother is supposed to wash clothes, cook, mop the house, fetch the firewood, fetch the water, etc., the household members should be able to support her in doing these other roles as she's actually breastfeeding her child. And this will make a lot of transformation and help them to be able to breastfeed their children. So each one of us, community members and leaders, all of us have a role to play when it comes to breastfeeding. And maybe lastly, I would love to also mention that the mother must breastfeed her child anytime, anywhere. Anytime, anywhere. Whether you're in the bus, pull out your breast and give to your child. In the church, do the same. In the taxi, do the same. On the road, do the same. In the kitchen, do the same. I mean, all of these must be properly taken care of so that the child receives adequate breastfeeding. The question also that many people have been asking us is, so what happens if the child does not breastfeed? One of the risk factors to stunted growth is failure to breastfeed the baby. The moment the child fails to get the nutrients from the breast milk adequately, they are likely to get stunted. Number two, because if for example, you start giving a child food at an early age, 1 or 2, 3 months, they tend to develop ulcerations or wounds around the lining of the stomach, and that can cause severe ulcers, which may actually lead to internal bleeding of the child, and many times the children die. And also, if you don't breastfeed your child, there is a very big risk that they will continually be sick. They will continuously fall sick because they don't have the immunity boosted for them to be able to fight off the disease. And all these are risk factors that come along with challenges of failure to breastfeed the children. And also, the other issue is revolving around many times when children are not breastfed, they will always have challenges with meeting their growth milestones. A child is supposed to be walking, they cannot walk, supposed to crawl, they're not crawling, and something like that. So due to the retardation in growth, many children really become problematic, and many of them have challenges, and some of them actually die, or many of them die of severe malnutrition, but also disease that keeps coming their way. So these are challenges that are associated with a failure to breastfeed, but also many of the children who have not had adequate breast milk have a very high risk of acquiring non-communicable illnesses during the course of their adulthood. So all these come along with failure of the mothers to breastfeed. Now, the question also that has always come from the community is, I don't have breast milk, what do I do? Many times mothers claim they don't have breast milk and they don't know what to do. And the reality is breast milk is psychological. So the more you put your child on the breast severally, the more they will actually breastfeed. So you need to put your child on the breast as many times as possible. That can induce breastfeeding or breast milk flow, and then a person is able to breastfeed. The mothers must, of course, ensure that they have enough food, nutritious food, having all the classes of food, but also have a lot of fluids. Water taken, it could be water, juice, porridges, milk, something like fluids that will always keep them rehydrated and keep them maintaining their children. So we wish you really the best of luck as you're taking on the breastfeeding week, and let us all stand in to support the mothers breastfeed their children so that they can have children of importance in the near future, who are free of illness, who are having boosted immune systems, and then those who can serve our communities better tomorrow. This message is brought to you by GEDA Uganda.